tweet at Today SOR.
A few months ago, supermarket customers were urged to unwrap their shopping products and leave the plastic behind at the tills. But how practical is this option for busy shoppers? Well, Evelyn O'Rourke, you've set out to find out.
I sure have, Sean. This is a concept called shop and drop. It's been around for a while, but there was that formal day in April where shoppers were invited to leave their plastic. So, you know, it is a growing movement. But really, is it stressful? Is it embarrassing? Are the shops supporting it? This is what I wanted to find out. And recently, the author Sinead Moriarty wrote about this. She's a well-known fiction writer, Sean. And she says that she went on her first shopping trip recently where she took a deep breath and asked if she could unwrap her shopping and leave the plastics there. And she was surprised by the positive reaction she got from the shops. So I went shopping with Sinead at a local supermarket to find out more.
So I took a deep breath. It's a bit awkward when you stand at the counter and people are behind you and you start unwrapping your bananas and your peppers. But I kind of went, no, this is important to do. And I have to say that the guy in the checkout was really nice about it. I said, look, I'm sorry about this. Very Irish, apologised, obviously, first. I said, sorry about this, but I really feel that it's an overuse of plastic and we need to do something about it. And he completely agreed with me. And I asked him if many people do it. And he said, not that many, but more should. And, you know, bananas do not need to be covered in plastic, nor do apples, nor do peppers, nor do so many things in the supermarket. Because, I mean, Ireland was amazing. We were one of the leaders in charging for plastic bags. So let's try and stop the overuse of plastic packaging. And I have found, since I've done my last few shops in different places, that they're very, very open to taking it back and very nice about it. So please, please, please consider taking off unnecessary plastic and leaving it at the counter.
So we're walking down one of the aisles here, for example. We've got all the crackers and stuff in front of us. I mean, everything has to come in some sort of a container.
Obviously, for the sake of hygiene, things need to be packaged. Does it need to be plastic? And also, the other thing I think people really need to think about, again, I'm new to this and I'm trying my best, is to stop buying takeout coffee cups. What a reusable coffee cup. And in the last 3 weeks, I've probably saved 15 throwaway ones. And that's just me on my own. And it's little things, you know. I mean, look over here, the noodles, they're double packed. You don't need double plastic on
because
those.
It's the individual portion, yeah, and then the overall packaging.
Absolutely.
But everything, like we're here now at this row here. This is like the loo rolls, yeah, the kitchen rolls, the drinks. Every bottle, everything's covered in plastic.
You might not want to take out 12 toilet rolls, but you can certainly take out 2 rolls of kitchen towel and leave the packaging behind. And look, I did feel awkward the first time I did it, but actually I don't anymore. So just get over the first time and you'll be fine about it. Everybody's really nice about it. Now look here, for example, you've got mini bottles of water.
10 of them, yeah.
Double packed, okay? So you don't need the extra packing. Take it off, throw the individual bottles into your bag and away you go. If you all make an effort to make a difference in small ways, you know, across the board, that can make a very, very big difference.
So that's Sinead Moriarty there. So, Evelyn, what's the situation about this? I mean, are the supermarkets, are they obliged to hold on to it if you leave it behind?
And grey area are my answers to that, Sean. Supermarkets who are members of Repack say that they pay a fee to Repack to subsidise the collection of waste so they're covered for their recycling obligations. And there's no provision within the law requiring them to accept customers' packaging in store if they're members of Repack. However, Sean, of course, individual shops, they like to keep their customers happy and they say that they will happily support customers, but it's not really a regular request. And I mean, Repack says too that 93% of all material placed on the market is recovered, but there are new EU targets coming down the line. For example, the Single-Use Plastics Directive. The amount of plastic to be recycled, Sean, will increase from 22.5% to 55% by 2030. And seeing that we recycle roughly 80,000 tonnes of plastic at the moment, we're going to have to more than double the amount of plastics that are recycled in that period. So really the challenge is there for everyone.
Quite a challenge indeed. Anyway, time for you to go shopping. Where did you go and with whom?
Well, I met up with Anita and Glenn O'Hara, and it was Glenn's birthday actually that day, and we went to Super Value in Dean's Grange, a lovely shop there, very popular and busy. And Anita does most of the supermarket shopping for the family, and she says they're a typical family in that they recycle carefully at home. They're trying to avoid choosing products with excess packaging, but that, like for everybody, it's hard when you're busy and the choice is limited if you want to avoid plastic. So here we go shopping to see the challenges that ordinary shoppers face who want to maybe recycle when they're in the aisle. Okay, so we're going into the fruit and veg section. So this, I mean, already look at that. We're looking at strawberries, we're looking at oranges, everything bar the sweet peppers, yeah, is covered in plastic.
The smaller fun size fruit tends to be in bags, whereas the larger, like apples and bananas, for some reason are separate.
Yeah, so the stuff for lunch boxes,
yeah,
and all that kind
so
of thing.
Like bananas. Now, I do not buy bananas in plastic.
Yeah, or why do we buy them and leave the plastic behind?
Yes, let's do that. Okay. Sorry, for some reason the organic bananas tend to be wrapped in plastic.
Which seems to go against the message of having an organic
absolutely
banana, doesn't it?
So the grapes are all wrapped in obviously hard plastic on the bottom and then soft plastic cover on them. So we red grapes. So we need two of those, Glenn. Thank you.
Now, what about your oranges here?
Your oranges, okay.
So you go for loose oranges?
We go for loose oranges. It's plastic bags here for the loose oranges.
So again, oh, look, these are biodegradable little plastic bags here.
Yeah, what do you think? This is great. Yeah.
They give you a choice.
They give you a choice, yeah, which is really good. So now I have my compostable bag.
So I've not seen a compostable bag in the supermarket
no,
before.
No, that's new. We've bread here now.
Now, obviously, everybody needs it to be fresh, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of wrapping.
Yeah.
Plastic around it, and it's not very good because you can just buy, like, bread from the bakery, like, right beside it and ask for a paper bag.
Yeah, no plastic, yeah.
What do you think, though, about the compostable bag is great, right?
Yeah.
But it's not pretty looking. Do you know what I mean?
It's not pretty. Oh, this is.
We have to get over ourselves.
We have to get over ourselves. Yeah, everything looks wrapped perfectly in packaging, lovely colours. That's what we're doing. We're grabbing these fancy packages off the shelves. We don't need them. Like when I was a child, my granddad came home on a Friday from work with a brown bag full of fruit, and that was our Friday treat, and we loved it. Now everything's plastic.
So where are we now, Glenn?
We have the toilet paper.
Okay, how would you feel about taking this and opening it at the till and leaving this plastic wrapper behind?
That would be great because, honestly, they can put, like, toilet paper in a cardboard box instead of a plastic bag because it's better if you put it in a cardboard box because it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, well, let's go around the corner and see if we get a slightly smaller pack. I think your mother's nerves if we've 24 rolls of toilet paper knocking around the trolley.
I'd say there's a green flag fluttering outside the school that young man goes to. And I see on the bananas question, Dennis in Cork says, I've seen bananas which come in their own natural yellow disposable packing wrapped in cling film on a polystyrene tray. So echoes of what you came. So the shopping trip over, trolley full, what happens next?
Well, Mary was waiting there for us at the till with a very helpful, possibly slightly worried smile on her face. I mean, they were very good to let us shop there and do the thing of taking off our packaging, and they offered us a cardboard box for our shopping. They said they don't really get asked that much at the till by people doing this. But another aspect of this, Sean, is the potential embarrassment. I mean, the queue is building up behind you as you're pulling off your plastic. So you really have to be kind of resolved. So here, Anita, Glenn and I get to the till. And then we're going to start, we'll hear Mary, our assistant, talking first. And then I spoke to some other customers outside to see what they think of this shop and drop concept.
Yeah, a few people would leave like little bits. Usually they just leave
quietly
it. Yeah.
But in terms of, say, bananas and stuff like that, do people ever leave that kind of packaging behind now?
No, they'd usually bring it with them or put it in the bin as they leave. So,
okay. So here we go. Toilet rolls are first one. Okay, Glenn, we're going to open up our toilet rolls here. In we go.
And I think we could take the top off the grapes here. We don't need this soft plastic.
Okay. Your tuna.
Definitely don't want the plastic around that.
Now that tuna packaging is hard. That'll be hard to break
up. That's a nail breaker, Evelyn.
You know, people are piling up behind you. Do you find that stressful?
Not really. I have to learn to do it, you know. So I would take my bananas out now of this and put them in my compostable bag with my apples.
Yeah. I would say this is adding 5 minutes onto our shop. The tuna, we're giving up on the tuna.
We're giving up. It's too hard to open.
I feel about people looking at you in the queue now.
It's embarrassing.
Are you mortified?
Yeah.
At least your moment, hurry up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, everybody.
Would you ever leave your plastic behind when you've paid for it at a cash till?
No. It'd be great not to have to bring it home, but it wouldn't be something I would think of doing myself.
Would you be embarrassed to do it?
Possibly. If it was brought in that everybody could do it, maybe not. But there is too much packaging on everything we buy. So, yeah, if people didn't use so much plastic when they're packaging their products, yes, it would be better.
No. I can't understand how you'd come in and buy something and just leave something behind you.
So say your tray of apples, right, that you take the plastic off?
No.
Do you recycle at home?
Yes, we have separate bins and all that crack, you know. But for what you asked me in there, that's not on.
Do you think there's a lot of packaging around children's stuff as well?
Yes and no. There are baby foods and stuff, yeah.
When you're shopping, is it something you're conscious of?
I suppose not because I'm in such a rush.
Yeah, I would do it. I could do it. I wouldn't put me up or down, like, you know.
What do you make of the level of packaging?
Sometimes you'd say, yeah, there's too much. There's no need for that. Try and recycle it home then and do it that way, like, yeah. Keep but there is too much plastic around. I'd say, all right, definitely, you know.
So, Evelyn, a 5-minute add-on time to the... to check out. I'm not sure too many people would like that. But anyway, you mentioned Repack earlier. They're in charge of all of this. What do they have to say?
Well, look, I spoke to Seamus Clancy, who's the CEO of Repack, and they say they support responsible recycling and waste management, but they do not support this shop and drop concept. And they say, Sean, that their members pay a fee to fund the collection and recovery of waste packaging through registered recovery operators, the people, you know, come and collect your rubbish for sorting and separation. And they say shops are not in a position to handle individual packaging waste as they do not have the space to set up mini recycling facilities. So I met up with Seamus Clancy and I spoke to him more about this issue.
We have 3,000 members. All of those 3,000 members pay for the packaging they place on the market. They pay us a fee for the recycling and recovery of that packaging. So they pay for your green bin outside your front door. They pay for the bottle banks throughout the country. They pay for the civic amenity sites throughout the country to recycle that material. So they're already putting in place an infrastructure and a facility.
The message we are getting is that plastic packaging is bad, that we're trying to diminish our reliance on it. Explain to me why you're not supporting this idea that if somebody comes to the till and they decide to leave plastic behind, that that's not something you support.
By bringing your plastics home and putting them into the recycling bin at home, they are actually paying for that. It is by far the most cost-effective, economic and environmentally best way of doing it. They're already paying Repack for doing the job in the first place, and the second then is actually the space and the cost of setting up mini recycling facilities on all retailers is a huge problem, and it's something that they've already contributed to and put infrastructure in place to deal with anyway.
In general, in the public, the view is that this is a great idea, that we should all be supporting this idea of, you know, dispensing the plastic as soon as we can, as soon as we get our hands on a product.
Yeah. If you think about it, in 2000 there was no bottle banks in this country. Today we've 1,848 bottle banks. That is because the systems that are in place have worked, and it's exactly the same with plastic. We still have over 30% contamination in bins. There is an infrastructure there which we want the consumers to use, because consumers are the most important in terms of recycling in a home. Plastic, we're doing well today, but we need to do better.
So that's Seamus Clancy, CEO of Repack, setting his face firmly against that. But on the other hand, Koch has tweeted, I leave all the plastic from my fruit and veg in my local Lidl every week. There's a bin beside the tills and it's easy to pull in and do it. Staff are always very positive there. So is this going to catch on, Evelyn O'Rourke?
Well, everybody I spoke to was interested in it, but they did talk about the fact that they might be embarrassed holding up the queue. So, I mean, I did spend the entire 5 minutes apologising, and I think poor Glenn nearly died of mortification.
Okay, well, look,
so if we all do it, maybe.
Our thanks to Glenn and Anita, and indeed to you, for bringing us that report. We're talking pensions after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.